This is Aspen Public Radio, broadcasting on KAJX Aspen and KCJX Carbondale.
This is Nonprofit in the Spotlight. I'm Zoe Rome. I'm here in the studio with Brittany LeClaire, Program Manager, Michaela Eidhammer, Executive Director, and Oliver Sharp, Board President from the Aspen Youth Center. Hi, guys.
Hi. Hello.
So, can you tell me a little bit about where and how Aspen Youth Center got its start?
Yeah, so Aspen Youth Center started, we opened our doors on October 31st, 1991, after a three-year campaign by a bunch of local awesome community members who had found the American Drug and Alcohol Study did a study in Aspen and found that the drug and alcohol usage in our middle schooler and high schoolers was much, much higher than not just the state and regional average, but the national average as well. And so they felt the need to open a youth center. So we opened in what is now the Tasters Building in Aspen in 1991.
And who does Aspen Youth Center serve?
We serve youth in the 4th to 12th grade in the Valley and beyond.
And where does Aspen Youth Center get its funding from?
So one of the great things about the Aspen Youth Center, it's free all year round. Great programming after school and throughout the summer for families in the Valley, which is a big necessity for obviously the people that work here and live here and make this town tick. And we are able to support all that free programming with some really cool fundraisers we do throughout the year. Our big one's coming up in February. And we always have a really cool theme for the fundraiser that aligns with youth programming. So we're doing Family Feud now. We used to do a spelling bee. So it's a lot of fun and a great way for people to get involved.
What is it that makes the Aspen Youth Center such a unique nonprofit here in the Valley?
So the biggest thing is that we're free. So we offer Monday through Friday, 10 to 6 during the school year, 9 to 6 during the summer, free programming year round. We try to really work with community members. So whether that be riding horses with windwalkers or doing art projects with Anderson Ranch or volunteers, we really try to, you know, get together with the community and to best serve our youth.
Yeah. And why is it important for people in our community to know about Aspen Youth Center?
I'd say that one of the big misconceptions we face as locals in Aspen is the kind of caviar dreams and champagne wishes, which is great. We want people to come visit here and enjoy that side of Aspen. But as I mentioned earlier, there are the people that live here and work here that's not their reality. And they have families, they have jobs. And Aspen Youth Center provides a place that kids can go and be safe and learn and have so much fun. The thing we haven't talked about yet is how much fun it is. That's why I'm involved, is they have a foosball table. So I go there and I get my butt kicked playing foosball against, you know, 12-year-olds. So everything about this organization is fun. The location is fun. The events are fun. I think the board is the most fun board around town, too.
It's a pretty awesome board.
So if people want to get involved and have fun, how do community members get involved with the Aspen Youth Center?
So one way is to volunteer, obviously. Our daily programs range from cooking to art and science, outdoor adventures. If you have a talent and you are willing to share it with kids, we're happy to have you, and you can come teach your skills to them. So we've had people come teach a specific cooking technique, or lately a really awesome volunteer, Marilyn, has been coming in to teach art to our kids. And we really appreciate it. And also it gets adults into the facility to see what we do each day. But it also, the kids love seeing new adults. They love us, but, you know, it's always nice for new faces.
And we won't turn down donations either. No. AspenYouthCenter.org. That helps make things go around, too.
And you mentioned you have several events, you know, obviously for youth in the Valley to get involved and for adults. Can you mention, are there any other events that you have coming up?
Yeah, so we have Family Feud coming up. This is the third year we've been doing this, and so it's teams of people representing different businesses in the community, and it's just straight up Family Feud like you remember from watching on TV in your childhood. And great trivia. We get out, we actually do the surveys in the community, so it's Aspen-based questions, and it is hilarious, coming up at the Drome.
On February 8th. Yes.
And where do you see your organization going in the future?
The big dream for me would probably be that we expand further down into the rest of the valley, because right now we are available to kids, any kid, and I joke with adults all the time that ask, but 4th through 12th grade, as long as they're human, they can come. It doesn't matter where they live. It doesn't matter what income bracket their parents fall into. It doesn't matter. They can come. Kids are inherently at risk just by the nature of being kids, so it's important for them to have a place to be. And I would love to see, you know, whenever I talk to a family in Glenwood, they're like, I didn't know my kids could go there. I was like, absolutely. So I think the dream would be that we could expand further, get more kids to be able to come to us each day and during the summer.
How are you seeing Aspen Youth Center kind of evolve and change as it grows?
So we actually just did a big refresh on the actual space. So we did a capital campaign. We just renovated the kitchen with help from a lot of great people, from contractors and suppliers in town. And Michaela and Brittany did a great job kind of program managing that. So we're refreshing the space. We have this kitchen now that's essentially a commercial kitchen where we can have the people come in, like Michaela was saying, and teach cooking classes or do science project. They love making slime, which to me is a little weird, but that's, you know, hot these days with the kids. So, you know, I think just to continue to evolve and make it a place where kids want to come.
This is Nonprofit in the Spotlight. I'm Zoe Rome, and I've been here in the studio with Brittany LeClaire, Program Manager, Akayla Eidhammer, Executive Director, and Oliver Sharp, Board President with the Aspen Youth Center. To learn more, you can go to aspenyouthcenter.org.